Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right, let's try that one more time. How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Let's not be fearful of the microphone now, all right? As of late, our focus of study has been journeying through the narrative that the Apostle John shares with us in his gospel. That somehow there's some good news in the story of Lazarus and Jesus' resuscitation of Lazarus. We've looked at, it's a 10-part series. We've gone through about five or six of those parts thus far. Most recently, the part we explored was naming our grave cloths. That if Jesus, as a voice of love, is going to call us out of the tomb, like he did Lazarus, and we put ourselves in the story as Lazarus, we're dead. We have some grave cloths that are tied up. We're in a tomb where it's dark and it stinks, and that can represent our pain and our failures and things like that. And yet this voice of love speaks our name and calls us out. So we stumbled up, we sat up, we dragged ourselves to the tomb entrance, and now we find ourselves still bound by grave cloths. So today, what I'd like to have us do is have somebody read the verses 43 and 44 from the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. And then let's just go around and talk about how we're doing with our grave cloths, right? How we're doing with the reality that the voice of love calls us specifically. Right? That makes sense? You with?
Yeah.
All right, our listening audience, everyone is nodding their heads in the affirmative.
Yeah. All right.
We're good to go.
All right.
Who would like to read that
for us? I'll read.
Thank you.
When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave cloths and let him go."
Okay, thank you. Short and sweet. But we spent a few days just on these couple of verses. So who would like to share something first? Who would like to go first?
I will.
All right, thanks.
For me, my grave cloth is self-doubt. I didn't feel like I'm worthy of being here, you know. I didn't have any confidence in myself. And now that I've came here, you know, I realize that God loves me. He forgives me for everything that I've done. So why can't I? You know, and that's what I've been working on, is forgiving myself for the things that I've done because God forgave me. And knowing now that I am worthy of being here and that God loves me, and He always has, but now I realize it, you know, especially doing this study. This has helped me a lot. And,
just one quick response. Sometimes we all wrestle with this idea that, I can comprehend and intellectualize God forgiving me because God's a merciful God. You know, and after all, it's God. Of course God can forgive me, because do I really think I have that kind of power over God? I mean, is there really anything I can do that somehow is going to bring God down? However, in my limitation as a human, right, I have a rough time forgiving other people. And I really know myself. And so it's almost as if we don't practice forgiveness from a spiritual perspective. We tend to practice forgiveness from a judicial perspective. It's a justice matter, right? And so our judicial mindset is really one of retributivism, that I've done some major things wrong, I deserve a punishment. So, gentlemen, we've pretty much everybody gathered around here as we've stood in front of a judge, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Were we really ever surprised? Maybe on occasion, but more often not when we stood there, were we really surprised when the judge passed down judgment?
No.
Because we would say we deserved it. All right? That's how we tend to think of forgiveness in its most common sense. Right? We have to get that mindset out. Right? It doesn't make sense. If we start placing that judicial reality upon a eternal, omniscient, omnipotent, right, God, we can't comprehend, right, the mercy.
Well, and I think as far as like, because some people say, you know, if God really loved me, he wouldn't let me go through this. Well, I don't think God wanted me to go through it, but he let me because it led me here. You know, I don't think that I would have found God if I wouldn't have done some of the things that I've done and came here. And I really, truly believe that. You know, like I said, he didn't want me to go through that, you know, but he let me.
Yeah, it's almost as if God says, okay, that's not really what I have in mind for you. That's not the best plan I have in mind, but if that's what you want to choose to do, we can still take this, and if you'll let me, I'll come alongside of you, and we can turn this into good.
Yep, that's exactly.
But it's still making us making the choice. Previously, we made the wrong choice. Now we have the opportunity to make the right choice. So, all right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Who else would like to share?
I guess I got something here. We were talking about these grave cloths, and for years, and like, you know, up till recently, I always found my identity in those grave cloths, and now I identify those cloths, so I have them removed. The biggest thing for me, when he tells people to take off his grave cloths and let him go, you know, it's like I belong, and not, you know, I'm not alone. I have to have help, I have to ask for help. You know, I've always been one to kind of figure out myself, do myself no matter what. And it's just a real good, you know, comfort. You know, when I got people I can rely on to help me take these grave cloths off.
Yeah.
I have to do it myself.
Yeah, Lord knows we've put forth ample and exhaustive effort to try to dismantle our grave cloths on our own. And more often than not, as we're trying to untie the cloth around our feet, we tend to fall over. All right? When Jesus, or in a sense, declares, unbind him and let him go, he's speaking to the community. Right? And God seems to place us in communities of faith that are partnering for our best interests. Okay. And so if we're going to trust Jesus and we're going to trust God, then we have to trust that God's going to put favorable people in our path to assist us. Okay. As much as we also have to trust this God's going to put you, right, in somebody's path to assist them.
Okay. So it goes vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anybody else?
Yeah, I think for me, my grave cloth was rejection. Just kind of being rejected as a child. And I guess with that rejection, everything else kind of like accumulated itself in there, self-doubt, self-worth, shame, guilt. And I guess it was just like it's a snowball effect. It carried on, you know, later on in my life. And you know, parts of me are still affected by it to today. You know, but I know that I'm not rejected by one person, and that's God. You know, no matter what I've done, what I've been through in my life, you know, it was all for a reason, a purpose. And I'm still trying to figure that out, you know. God knows, but slowly but surely, I see a little bit of it every day, but I don't have to feel rejected anymore. I don't have to have a sense of shame or guilt because I know that just as Jesus called Lazarus out and told him to remove the cloths, and I know that me being here, I remove a piece of that cloth, you know, a little bit at a time. You know, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a month, 6 months, not even a year. You know, I'll always carry that with me, but I don't have to fear it anymore. You know, because Jesus is there. you know. And as long as I believe in my heart and in my soul that Jesus is there next to me, then every single day a little bit is removed. And I just have to know that and believe it and just keep accepting it. I don't have to fear it anymore. I don't have to fear it anymore.
Thank you. When we were kind of going over our grave cloths here earlier in the week, we shared five common grave cloths. You remember what those were? One was, you mentioned rejection.
Self-rejection.
Yeah, self-rejection. I mean, we've all kind of experienced rejection from others. Self-rejection, right? That's big. It's one thing to overcome rejection from other people, but we can also be very caught up in rejecting ourselves. I'm not worth God's love type thing, right? The other ones, we talked about all kinds of fears. The what if, right? What if I go through this whole life and nobody loves me? What if I never get the job? What if I never, you know, we can go on and on. But somehow we sense, we get our sense of value and purpose based on whether or not we can accomplish those things. Right? Thirdly, then, we talked about things like guilt. Right? Fourthly, the whole shame and blame, right? Blame is I've done something wrong. Shame is I am something wrong. Right? We can't do that kind of self-talk either. And then finally, we talk about disappointments. Right? Those are just five common grave cloths. There are more. Right? But these are the blooming onion. We have to pick apart, right? Petal by petal, type of thing. So, all right. Anybody else? You got some time left?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it there's a lot of insecurities in there. Whether it's okay today, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, I come to a point where I can walk with God, walk with Jesus, just like a brother. He is my brother. And I can talk to him, and he tells me it's okay to trust other people, and he puts people in my life that I can talk to about my issues, my problems, to bring them out in the open, you know, and they can watch over me and see what's going on with me and call me on my crap, what things I need to work on, because there's several, and there's always going to be, it's not going to be fixed by the time I leave here, it's going to be ongoing, but I'm making a dent in them today. It's just knowing, like, the Father's love, God, I've come to accept him as father and mother, because I don't have either anymore. And God has that nurturing side, you know. And it's so cool because you teach your, he's a caring father, he's a gentle mother, and I can walk with my brother, his son. And to me, that's just a glorious thing today. And I try to do that on a daily basis. It's like being out in the field, you know, just kind of talking to God. You made a comment. You wish you had time to do that. And it's cool. I don't listen to music out there. I can be at peace with him. And that lets me have peace in the world, because I can carry that on through all the commotion and everything else. But he's slowly, he's unwrapping me. This place is helping me immensely with that. God knows I'm a broken SOB. But I'm getting better, you know, and it's so cool because of God. He can fix me. And he's doing well with that today.
Cool. Anybody else? All right, gentlemen, well, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.